Today we meet a gentleman from a land far, far away with a rich history of Christianity, now helping churches globally use technology. Next on episode number 472 of the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
It is the Church Solutions Podcast, and my name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
Steve Lacy, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
I'm glad to hear that.
Getting our levels set. I see you're going without the glasses, and I got the glasses on, so.
Well, I'll put the glasses on here in a moment to read our guest. We have a guest today. We'll read his bio. Now, I have a new camera. How's the camera looking since I have a new camera?
It looks pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. So I was telling you the story, but I'll tell it just for fun. So several weeks ago, you were out of town, and I interviewed Angie Ballman from Steady On Ministries. Live Steady On, I think is what it's called. And I had my wife come in as a co-host. I never did that before. So she was on another computer here, and the camera was just terrible. Her camera was awful. It made her look terrible. And so I said, I'm going to buy you a new camera. So I bought her a new camera, and I liked it so much, I kept it.
Nice.
And then I gave her my other camera. And so this camera, I guess, is a little better. So I probably need to trim my nose hairs because this camera seems to work better. But anyhow, all right. So, folks, we've got a guest today. I will introduce him in just a moment or so. And he comes from he's a long ways away. But we'll get to that in a moment. We have a webinar coming up, and it's May 27th. And we keep changing the dates and the guests on the webinar. But this time we've locked it in. It's May 27th. And it's going to be Jason Moore. We've had Jason Moore on here before. And the webinar is going to be called AI and the Church, A Clear Guide for the Curious and Courageous. And that's actually based off his book. So if you want to get a heads up on it, Jason Moore, you can just find his book on Amazon. Jason Moore, AI and the Church, A Clear Guide for the Courageous, for the Curious and the Courageous. And that's going to be happening May 27th. It's only roughly a half hour or so, maybe a little bit more. There'll be some Q&A. Jason is really good. He's just good. We've had him on the podcast before. We've had him on webinars before. He does great illustrations. And so he's going to be showing us how AI can help the church. And he'll answer your questions. There are some, you know, there's people that have different ideas on AI. You may not like AI. You may not even agree with AI. So this is a good opportunity to quiz an expert. And you can sign up at webinar.streamingchurch.tv. webinar.streamingchurch.tv. And if you can't make it, go ahead and sign up anyhow, because you'll get a recorded copy of it. And we are giving away some stuff at the end of the webinar. So webinar.streamingchurch.tv, May 27th. It's 12 noon Eastern, as it usually is. And we hope to see you there. All righty. So our guest today is the founder and CEO of Esterox. He is driven by a passion for creating impactful digital solutions that empower communities and industries. He wants them to thrive. The focus areas are church management, education ed tech, and sports tech. I want to talk a little bit about the sports tech thing when we get a chance here. But they really reflect a deep commitment to his addressing unique challenges and the innovative client-centered technology. So, without further ado, please welcome Armin Adamian to the Church Solutions Podcast. Armin, did I get your last name correct?
Yes, finally.
All right. Thank you. You're being polite. I butchered it up, and you're being polite, aren't you? It's.
I like the finally.
Adamian is the last name, right?
Yes. Armin from Armenia.
All right. You are from Armenia. All right. And so that's what we want to talk. We want to talk to you about what you're doing over there. But Armenia, that's an interesting country. And I need you to speak up a little bit, okay, when you talk. But first of all, for somebody who has not visited Armenia, and I haven't done that yet, it's on my bucket list. Not really. But maybe it is after we talk today. How would you describe the country in just a few words?
Yes, Armenia is a very old country, ancient country. And there is lots of mountains and ancient churches. So you can remember that way, that Armenia is the first Christian country. So we become Christians in 301. This way you can remind. Okay. So if you can,
you're being polite here. So speak up a little bit. I want to make sure people hear you. Yes. Speak up some.
If you come to Armenia, you will see old churches, very old churches. So old churches country like this.
And you just said the first Christian country in 301 was the year. Is that right?
Yes. When our king accepted Christianity, and we become Christian nation. But if you don't mind, I want to a little bit tell about far more deep things with Christianity. So in Bible, John 12:20, there is a part when there is written that in some translation there is Gentiles or Greeks. If you check translation, it is both way translated. So some Gentiles came to Philip, and Philip took him to Father, and they went to Jesus, and Jesus told about his glorification. So in our archives, there were Abgar king, and he sent his servant to Christ, and he invited Christ to come to his city, Ephesus. And he is writing in archives that I believe that you are from God, and I invite you to my city. And then in archives, you can see that Jesus says that my time is coming, but I will send my disciple to you. And after Jesus' death rise, and after that, Thaddeus came to that king. He preached about Jesus, and they become Christians. This is the first steps. Yes. But after that, when this king died, his son again came back. He killed other Christians. And again, it went these dark years, 300 years. And then in 301, finally, Armenians become Christians.
What's a
move? Rome and other countries. This is some interesting.
What's amazing to me is the country is still Christian to this day. So 1,700 years later, I was looking at, I think was it through you that the country is, what percentage are still Christian in the country?
Now 97% of Christians here. Yes, and this is something, some deep thing that we have. And also we have some challenges, and we have Muslim neighbors from three parts of our country, and we suffered for that a lot of time in our history. Also, I would like to tell that in 400, there were a priest, but we didn't have Armenian language letters. So he invented letters for translate Bible. So he did it. He created and then translated. So the first Armenian book is Bible that we have.
Oh, made. Really? Wow.
Yes, it is something very deep. And in other countries like Persia, neighbor country, he wanted to convert us back. And there were lots of battles, suffers. But thanks, Lord, we stay Christians yet. But you know, and other challenges coming nowadays. Life says you need to live easy life. You don't need to go to church. You don't need God. And other way is coming these difficulties.
Yes. It's amazing that 97% Christian. I don't know my world geography, but I didn't think there's definitely not 97% Christian in the U.S. And any other modern day country having that large a percentage. That's really amazing. So let's get a little more into you and Esterox. Is that how you pronounce it? The name of your company?
Esterox. Yes, Esterox.
Esterox. All right.
I'm engineer by education. So after some time of working with my friend, we started this new company, and we started development. We do web mobile development mostly for different projects in education, in sport, as you mentioned. We do outsourcing, outstaffing, create products different. And as we have deep faith, so the most nice part that I like, it is working with church. It is also most challenging because church is not very open like other industries. Mostly in our country, it is Orthodox church, and it is like more traditional. So we went to them and told that we want to help church to bring some tech solutions for bringing people more to you, to give this bridge between people and to church through technology. And they accepted, and we have created Arm Church application. And you can check also on Play Store or Google Play. And also we have created for Catholic Church here another application, Parish Time. So it is something that we are happy. Yes, and we have also created some God Calling website. Maybe you know there is a book, God Calling, daily readings. There also created some Psalms page in Armenian again. So to spread God's word in our country.
Wow. So you mentioned that it was quite the challenge, and I guess it still is the challenge, working with churches to embrace technology to help them do their job. Why do you think that is? And how did you overcome it? How did you convince the churches?
Because they have afraid of some losing people, that people will stay at home, just will look, preaches, and they will not this touch, real touch with church, with Christ. So they want people to come to church, to be in touch, to live this life. This is something that they afraid of. Yes, very much.
I think that's very common, even in the United States. We get a lot of pushback. I mean, not a lot, but we get pushback from different leaders and churches about technology. I mean, overall, I think the church in the United States mostly has accepted technology, but there are some that say, "All right, we have a limit on it. We use it a little bit here." But one of the things that we always talk about here at streamingchurch.tv is that you can use technology to reach people and bring them in, and they can have not only community online, but they can have community, if they're in the neighborhood of the church, they can actually come and be a part of it. But I don't know, would you agree with this statement? I mean, most people, if they're looking for a church, at least here in the United States, they go to find a church's website, and they want to see what the church is all about on the website. And if there's video and those other things that involve technology, and they kind of like what they see or they like what they hear, there's a good chance they're going to visit that church. Would you say that's true in Armenia, or maybe you guys are not quite there yet?
No, technology is quite very good here, so advanced. But people, I think, as it is a small country, so it's easy to go some places. And also there is some preaches that people look through internet, through YouTube, or through this podcast. But they like to find some priest. Mostly they go after priest. So if there is a priest that has a very good speech and very good life, so and people will listen to him. But if you don't have, you say something and you do any other thing, so people will not go. So this personal touch is much more here. We look for some good priests like this.
So you had mentioned that it sounded like one of the biggest threats to the church now in Armenia is people have gotten more comfortable in their lifestyle and more comfortable in their life. So tell me a little bit more about that. Was there a lot of persecution through the years and you're not seeing that anymore? Tell us more about that.
So it's again, if you are in city, it is very, very quick life. So you need to go to work and in the evening some meetings are evenings and happy days you have. And in weekends you have some busy go to out of city. So, and you don't have time for church, for your soul. And this is another challenge. In out of city, capital, there are villages. In villages, people are, again, they have internet and all time they use their phones, but they connected with each other. They talk with each other, they gather with each other and discuss some things. So life like takes out from church, like this way we can say.
And sounds like the United States a little bit, doesn't it?
Especially young generation, they like, they don't want to go to church, to stay there, listen something. They don't understand what is happening. Even in my family, me and my wife are very deep faith. We have deep faith. But with our children, it is something common. And they don't take serious a relation with God.
Yeah, that's not uncommon here in the U.S. as well. So you kind of hinted at the rural versus the city and the big city life. What tell us a little bit more about kind of the makeup of Armenia. Is there a lot of big cities or is it mainly rural? Tell us a little bit more about Armenia.
Okay, it is. It has 3 million people in Armenia. And we have 3-4 big cities, but the most biggest is Yerevan, capital. So 1 million is in capital and 2 million in other places. So the most challenges are in Armenia, Yerevan, in capital. It is an ancient city. It was built in 781 before Christ, Yerevan. But now new technologies are also here, and when you come to here, you will not see this ancient part. So we will see new city, new buildings, new people. And also Armenia is in the middle of Europe and Asia. And we have from both sides, something from Asia, something from Europe. And it's easy for us in both places. So we understand both cultures. Like, and you, when you can come here, it is something.
It's a melting pot, so to speak. Right. Tell me a little bit about what are the countries surrounding. So if I'm driving down the road here listening to this podcast, you know, I may not be Googling Armenia, but tell me, you have countries, you're landlocked, right? And so you have countries surrounding you. What are the countries surrounding you and what kind of an influence are they having?
Okay, so we have Georgia, our neighbor, one neighbor, Turkey, Persia and Azerbaijan. Turkey, Azerbaijan and Persia, they are Muslims. So Georgia is Christian. So till now, even we have difficulties with our Muslim neighbors. Somehow they don't like Christians. You know, I don't know why.
Really? I'm shocked.
Yes, Muslim people, they say that Christians are unbelievers, like this way they told about us. Even they teach this way their children that they are these Christians are unbelievers, like this. So,
infidels. But what kind of, I mean, are they persecuting your country? Are they doing anything that's really, you know, aggressive towards you guys?
Yes, yes. We have these kind of challenges also, if we talked about that. So in 100 years ago, lots of Armenians killed in Turkey. Armenian genocide, we say. 1.5 million people were killed. In April 24th, we remembered that. So it is quite new for my mind. 110 years ago, lots of Armenians killed as they are Christians. And maybe some people converted to Muslims also. They changed their names. I don't know. But we lost a lot of people. A lot of people went out from Turkey. Because this Mount Ararat, you know, where Noah's Ark landed on Mount Ararat. And mm-hmm. Mount Ararat was like our mount, and all Armenians were there. But now, as they killed all Armenians from there, so it is in the territory of Turkey.
Are you under attack like Israel, where they're sending rockets and bombs into Armenia? Or
not now. We are okay. Very far from Israel. We are neighbor to Turkey, but in Caucasus, it is the other side. If you look to the right side.
Yeah, and was Georgia to the north? Georgia's, I'm learning my little geography. That's Russian territory, right?
It was Russian territory, but not now. They are individual countries,
like free countries. Yeah, they were part of the Soviet Union until.
Okay.
Yeah. Real quick here, I want to talk a little bit about your company and what you do, but before I do that. When you talk about Armenia being Christian and stuff, so first of all, what denomination are you? Are you part of a denomination? I know you're a believer, but what is your denomination? Yes. I mean, you're not a Baptist, right?
No, I am from Armenian Catholic Church.
Okay, yeah.
There is not very much Catholics, but it came from my parents, so I'm Armenian Catholic.
And what else is there? Episcopalian? Tell me about the other Christian denominations in your
Orthodox
country.
Orthodox Church. And then Protestants, okay. Only a few Protestants, not very much. So Orthodox is the majority. And the Christian Church, Orthodox Church, has a very big impact in our history. Because in a lot of years, we didn't have country. Because we were under Turkey and the other part under Russia. But the church keep the culture, the faith, so it's united. As I told, even church created letters and translated Bible and spread the Christianity as much as it can. Yes.
How do all these, so you've got several denominations, as you just mentioned, does everybody get along or are there some, you know, are there some problems?
If there are people, so they have problems. Even Paul and Barnabas and Paul, they had troubles with each other and different attitudes. So in churches, so they also have some different attitudes, but deep thinkers, so individuals, if they look to Jesus, so they go above the church, this cover of church. So they go above and they work together. For example, we involved in pro-life works with the other churches together. We work and we talk about that very much. But again, we have different attitudes, some different things.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. We're running out of time here. So, Steve, I don't know if you have a question for Armin.
Well, I was going to move more towards your company.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and do that.
Yeah. You're driven to serve the church with your technology. And you mentioned earlier, you've created a couple of products that are just specifically geared for the church. What kind of sets you apart with other technology companies in Armenia and the world? With what you do.
Okay, as I mentioned, we are specialized in web mobile development, and now we are also trying with AI, working with AI tools, creating some AI customer support product. As a small country, we have also UAT, United Advantage Technology Companies. So we work together. And also one big thing that Armenians have, we have big diaspora. So as 3 million in our country and 7 million all over the world. So we have diaspora, and we have also these companies or people in diaspora. We meet together online, and through diaspora, we can go global even easy way than the other countries' people. So this is some advantage. We work together, we support each other, trust each other. And I want to bring another example through that. As Armenia was between Asia and Europe, so there were lots of sellers. So people went from Asia and Europe, and there were big network, like now we say network, and these Armenians were trusted people, and lots of things they think through their network. And the same is now happening. So this is some advantage that we have in technology. Also, we in winery very developed Armenia, so we have good grapes here, as and they create lots of wine here.
That's interesting. Okay.
So you had, sorry, Phil.
That's okay. Go ahead. I was going to make a joke about wine, but go ahead.
You talked about sports tech. I think Phil's interested in that too. What is the sports tech?
Oh, it is something for... with shooting, we have created some application. There was some friend of our, again, from Switzerland, and he was, again, Armenian. He's Armenian, and he's very active in shooting and some sports. So he came to us to create some application for tracking time for contests, when they have contests, to check how much who shoot it and what happened, how much time it took, and this kind of things we have created with him.
So target practicing is what you're talking about. Target, shooting targets.
Shooting targets. Yeah. And it's with each shooting, so it counts how many shooting it happened, time is elapsed, how much time stayed, and who won, how much minutes you have. These kind of things.
All right.
I'm familiar with the Olympic event where they're on skis and they go and shoot. I guess that's a different thing than you're talking about, where it's timed and they have a timing in as well as their accuracy.
I think maybe it is the same, similar.
What's that? What is, Phil, do you know the name of that?
I don't remember it off the top of my head.
Okay.
Armin, English is not your native language, and so you're doing a great job, but I think sometimes, it's a little challenging. Look.
Thank you. Yes, for this
opportunity. No, you're doing a good job. We appreciate it.
Time.
Yeah. How did you learn? We're out of timer, but real quick, how long have you been speaking English, and how did you learn English?
Oh, we learn English in school, so we separate.
Okay.
Lessons we have also, then I went to some classes, read books, listen, reading, talking. So we are surviving to make it better.
Yeah. Watching the TV show Friends. Okay. We're out of time here. But our guest today has been Armin Adamian, and he is with the company called Esterox. How can people get a hold of you if they want to reach out to you? What's the best way for people to contact you?
It's easy to contact through LinkedIn. I am open in LinkedIn. You can write.
LinkedIn. Okay. So just LinkedIn. Yeah. And just search for your name then.
Armin Adamian, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Church management. All right. If you write church management and Armin Adamian, you can definitely find me.
Yeah. We didn't talk about the church management part of it, but you do have that. So, all right. So this has been fun. It's great talking to somebody that's in a different country and far away. And we really appreciate your time today, Armin. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for inviting, for trusting, for your time, for this opportunity to talk about my company, my country. Hope you like my country through me and you will decide to come. If you decide to come, you have friend Armin, talk with me and I will do my best that you will love Armenia.
I appreciate that. That's great. A lot of history there, no doubt about that. All right, so stick around here. Don't go anywhere. But I do want to tell our friends that you can subscribe to the Church Solutions podcast wherever you get your podcast at. Give us a rating for that matter. Check out the resources we have. Church Solutions podcast is brought to you by streamingchurch.tv. And you can just check out our resources at streamingchurch.tv/resources. We've got lots of things from past webinars as well as one coming up and other things to help your church and your ministry. So again, thank you, Armin. Thank you, Steve. My name is Phil Thompson, and thank you folks for being with us today on the Church Solutions podcast. Catch us again on another episode. By the way, this is episode, I don't think I said the episode, it's number 472, in case you're keeping score. So in other words, take care of yourselves and each other, and we'll catch you again soon.